The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I'm going to go out on a limb here. What's so unusual about that? I try to make this case often. We're not like them. I am a constant critic of the far left. And I don't apologize for that. I have told you over and over again, I believe that everything the left touches, it kills, it destroys. Whether it's the political left or whether it's the theological left. And the farther left you go, the more death and destruction you leave behind. That's why sometimes people get a little upset with me when I point out that this group, that group, or this individual is beginning to lean to the left. Because once that leftward lean begins, it is rare that they go back in the other direction. So I have been a constant critic of the left. And the way the left has treated Donald Trump and his wife is almost criminal. The way Melania Trump has been treated by the media, which is left, far left, the way the far left political world has treated Melania Trump is horrific. Well, we're not like them. At least we shouldn't be. Why did I say all of that? It is all over social media. If you're on social media at all, you have seen pieces about Jill Biden's doctoral dissertation and complaining and condemnation of calling her doctor. Now, a lot of this started when Whoopi Goldberg, who is not exactly known for being the paragon of intelligence, shall we say. The phrase dumb as a rock comes to mind with Whoopi Goldberg. And on The View one time, several months ago, they were talking about, you know, who's going to win the election and so on and so forth. They were, oh, if Joe Biden wins, it'll be wonderful. We'll have utopia. Oh, my goodness, there will be peace on earth. And then Whoopi Goldberg says, well, in a Biden administration, maybe Joe Biden will appoint his wife, Jill, to be the Surgeon General because she's a doctor. And she's a blank good doctor, according to Whoopi Goldberg. Well, Jill Biden, Joe Biden's wife, does have a doctorate, but not in medicine. It's an education. So it is absolutely proper to call her Dr. Jill Biden. There is nothing wrong with that. My brother-in-law, that I just love dearly, is Dr. Harry Forgan. He has a doctorate in education. He has a doctorate probably similar to Jill Biden's, and he worked very hard for it. He was a university professor for more than 40 years, published I don't know how many books. He's a brilliant intellect, and it is absolutely proper to call him doctor. And yet I am seeing everywhere, we're not going to call her doctor. Why would we call her doctor? Why, that's bogus. A very, very, very well-known conservative talking head on television said it's about as appropriate to call Jill Biden doctor as Dr. Pepper. What a stupid remark. And by the way, that TV commentator is one of the best conservative TV commentators that we have today. But that was a dumb comment. To call her Dr. Biden is about as appropriate as Dr. Pepper. What an ill-advised, dumb comment to make. Okay? Jill Biden has a doctorate. Now, the next thing. Here's a headline I'm looking at from a conservative news source. Jill Biden's doctorate is garbage because her dissertation is garbage. It is an 8-page editorial in a conservative publication ripping to shreds Jill Biden's doctoral dissertation. Okay? And the point is, her doctorate is illegitimate, and the only reason she got her doctorate is because she's a Biden. We don't know that. Now, I didn't read it all because it's 123 pages long, but I did look at her dissertation, and it's not very good. It is not very good. It is filled, I wouldn't say filled, but there are many typographical errors, grammatical errors that even somebody like me could find. Some facts and statistics that were just absolutely wrong. She got some easy statistics wrong. It's not a very good doctoral dissertation. But guess what? That is the state of our modern educational system. I am absolutely convinced that many doctoral dissertations today are no better than Jill Biden's, maybe worse. We have lowered our standards in the last 10 years, especially, so incredibly low. So, do we know that she was awarded a doctorate simply because she was married to Joe Biden? No. Is there any proof of that? No. Any evidence of that? No. Is her doctoral dissertation substandard? Yeah. So then should we be calling her names and calling her dumb and questioning whether she should be called doctor? Not unless you want to be like them. Is this really tit for tat? Well, the left made fun of Melania, so we're going to make fun of her. Leave her alone. Leave her alone. Stop it. I believe we're better than that. I really do. Or at least we should be. I've had an interesting dialogue today with a well-known conservative leader on Facebook, because he posted on his Facebook page that this is disgusting and it's terrible and it's horrible. And so I said, I think we're better than that. Let's not treat her like the left treated Melania Trump. And we've had an interesting back and forth today, and he's not mad at me, and I'm certainly not mad at him. But, folks, if we are true conservatives, then we don't deal with emotion, hysteria. We don't get into name-calling. We don't do that. That's not what we're all about, particularly if we are followers of Christ. Bottom line, it is absolutely appropriate to call her Dr. Jill Biden. She has a doctor's degree. No, she's not a medical doctor. but there are millions of people who are called doctor this, doctor that, including, I know, dozens of preachers who have an honorary doctorate. And they're always referred to as doctor this or doctor that, and they sign their names on their letterheads and letters, Dr. So-and-so, and they didn't earn a degree at all. It was honorary. And you know what? That's fine, too. If a person gets an honorary doctorate, a school, an institution, a university thinks that their work, their ministry is worthy of an honorary doctorate, go for it. I'll be happy to call them doctor. So, I'm sure there will be things worthy of criticism if Jill Biden becomes the first lady. And if it's honest criticism, fine. But this isn't. So stop it. And don't forward it on social media either. Nah, we're better than that.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. And I've got Fred in Dublin. And Fred has been very, very patient while I went on a little rant. Fred, thank you for your patience. Welcome. You're on the air.
Oh, thanks, Bob. It's only been 2 hours.
Well, it was a while, so thank you, and I mean that.
Yeah, earlier this week, I think it was Monday, I think you talked about the 1619 Project, and I called in then, and they said, well, Bob's already moved past that, so we couldn't talk about it. I said, call in Friday, so I'm calling in Friday. But that remind us again, I think I know what it is, but remind us again what that was.
That was a piece written by, let me look up her name. She won a Pulitzer Prize for it. It was a New York Times piece written by, it was published in the New York Times in 2019. All right. Nicole Hannah-Jones. Hannah-Jones. And her contention is that America did not begin in 1776. That's not the birthday of America. The right. real birthday of America is 1619, because that's when the first slaves arrived on American soil. And the only reason that America was established was because of slavery. Really, no other reason.
Well, I'll tell you what. I would invite you and your listeners to read a book. I just read it a couple of months ago. I finished it. It's called White Cargo, and I don't remember the name of the author right off the top of my head, but White Cargo. The first slaves in America were not black. They were white, and they came from mostly the dregs of society from the United Kingdom, England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, that kind of thing. So I would invite a lot of your people, your listeners, to read that book, because it's very eye-opening about, yes, the blacks finally did come to America as slaves, but they were not the first ones here. So, you know, it's amazing what you learn from, you know, what we learn in school from history. But, you know, you kind of dig more into it, and you find out that there's a lot more to it than what history has taught us.
I agree, and we should never sugarcoat the horror of slavery. We shouldn't.
Oh,
it was terrible.
Not.
It was horrible.
No.
It was awful. Yeah. However, it needs to be studied in context and in a proper historical context, like the fact that the number of African slaves that came to America was a very small percentage of mm-hmm. African slaves around the world. There yep. were far, 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 far more slaves sent to South America than to America. That's right. number yep. one. Number two, there would have been no slavery without the full cooperation of Africans.
Absolutely, yes.
You know,
absolutely.
Something that changed my view of slavery forever was several years ago, I had the privilege of going to Senegal. Mm-hmm. And we traveled over by boat to Gori Island, G-O-R-E-E. Mm-hmm. Gori Island was one of the major slave ports in all of the history of slavery.
Yeah.
And that's where the slaves from the African continent were taken to be processed. Mm-hmm. And then slave ships would pull up beside the island. The slaves would be loaded on, and then they would come to America. They would come to South America, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
The tour guide, who was a Senegalese African national, a black man, took us through the place, and it was, oh my goodness, Fred, it was horrible what those slaves had to endure.
Oh, yeah.
We saw where they were kept and so forth.
Yeah.
But as he stood before us, he said, when you go back to America, now this is an African paid by the African government, when you go back to America, please tell the truth about slavery. We here in Africa are just as guilty as the white Europeans. We bear as much blame. We bear as much responsibility. There would not have been slavery without us.
Yeah. Well, I, and again, that the name of the book is White Cargo. It's hard to get through the library. I had to wait at least 2 months to even get it because it's on a waiting list.
I'm not familiar with it at all.
Yeah, so I mean, if you could probably get it from Amazon a lot quicker, but I invite you and your listeners to read that. Thanks.
Well, great. Thank you. And okay. also, when you're studying the topic of slavery, if you want to do it objectively and in a balanced way, look at slavery in Europe by the Muslims. You look at the white Europeans that were taken into slavery by the Muslims. Slavery was a horrific thing. And I'll repeat it. We should do nothing to sugarcoat the horror of slavery. But it must be put into context, which the revisionists who are desperately trying to change American history do not want you to know the full truth about slavery, because it doesn't fit their political purpose. And that's the truth. Well, those of you listening on AM 880, I know you're going away. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, being a good Bible-believing church. To all the rest of you, hang tight. Got a lot more important things to discuss when we come back.